啊，神与林，我哋对嘅歌声。现在我哋系继续用神嘅话语嚟到敬拜。今日嘅经文喺撒加利亚书第三章一至七节，请听我读。天使又指给我看，大祭司约书亚站在耶和华的使者面前，撒旦也站在约书亚的右边与他作对。耶和华向撒旦说：撒旦啊，耶和华责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你，这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗？约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前，使者吩咐站在面前的说：你们要脱去他污秽的衣服。又对约书亚说：我使你脱离罪孽，要给你穿上华美的衣服。我说要将洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，他们把洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上华美的衣服。耶和华的使者在旁边站着。耶和华的使者告诫约书亚说：万军之耶和华如此说，你若遵行我的道，谨守我的命令，你就可以管理我的家，看守我的园户园宇。我也要使你在这些站立的人中间来往。这个是神的话。今天的正道的题目是披戴基督。我们请Pastor Scott 赖牧师。
Joseph.
Good morning.
I know, I need to learn more Chinese.
Pastor Scott 觉得他中文已经讲得很好。Sorry. 他说他还要再精益求精。
我听不懂。Well, good morning.
早安。
Thank you. It's great to worship with you all and to sing about our Savior.
很高兴能够跟大家在一起来这边赞美我们的主。
And, you know, as anyone, even, let me ask us the church, even as Christians, do we still struggle with guilt?
我想问各位弟兄姐妹，我们是不是还在罪恶当中挣扎呢？
Anybody, even though you've been a Christian for a long time, ever still fight feelings of shame?
或许你已经当基督徒已经一段时间了，你是不是心中还是觉得有那个隐藏的的羞辱呢？羞耻呢？
Right, and even though we know that, a lot of us know that Jesus Christ paid for all of our sins, even we as Christians can still struggle with guilt and shame over our sins. Is that correct?
就算我们已经当基督徒一段时间，我们已经知道耶稣基督已经为我们的罪死在十字架上，但是我们许多时候还是会因着这样子的羞辱、这样的罪、这样的罪疚来受到控告。
Well, God has a lot to say to help us think through how we deal with our guilt.
神告诉我们，在圣经里面告诉我们许多如何面对我们自己这种罪疚的这种方法。
So we're going to look at that minor prophet, Zechariah chapter 3.
我们要看小先知书撒加利亚书里面的第三章。
Now I preached from Zechariah, probably a couple months ago.
我在各位当中曾经有机会在几个月前讲到撒加利亚书。
And Zechariah, the book of Zechariah is that part of your Bible where the pages still stick together even though your Bible is 20 years old.
撒加利亚书就是在你的圣经当中，或许它已经二十年的圣经了，但是那几个页数呢，还经常会粘在一起，没有打开过。
Right, a lot of these books we don't read a lot, right?
我们很少去读这些书卷。
But let me give just a little historical context for us of what's happening in Zechariah.
我想给各位一些历史上面的简介背景，所以大家可以知道说撒加利亚书里面讲的是什么样的故事。
If you know anything about the history of Israel, you know that as Israel was in the Promised Land, they got worse and worse and more immoral.
你如果不晓得以色列的历史的话，以色列他们原来是在那应许之地当中，但是他们越来越糟糕，越来越糟糕，越来越不遵守神的命令。
They were supposed to follow God, but they were far from God. In fact, most of the people were rebelling against God, even though they were in the Promised Land.
他们虽然在应许之地当中，但是他们离神的话越来越远。他们不遵守神的话，他们背逆神的话。
Right, so some of Israel's kings were the worst, even worse than the pagan nations around them.
许多以色列的君王事实上是非常非常的糟糕，甚至比当时外邦的君王还要糟糕的君王。
There was all kinds of injustice in the land.
在他们土地当中，他们国家当中有许多的不公义的事。
Widows and orphans were being oppressed.
寡妇孤儿受到逼迫。
There was all kinds of sexual immorality.
他们在性的生活上面也没有办法纯洁。
The people of Israel, instead of worshiping the true God, they were worshiping all the idols that, of the nations around them.
他们不敬拜真神，他们去敬拜那假神。
In fact, it got so bad that some of the people and even one or two kings actually sacrificed their own children on an altar before an idol.
甚至在他们当中有几个王，甚至把他们自己的儿女献在坛上去祭祀那位假神。
I mean, God got so angry, the Bible says, with the Israelites. I mean, they committed abomination, killing their own children as a sacrifice to their God.
神对于他们这样牺牲自己儿女献给假神的这种方式非常非常的愤怒。
But see, God had already warned them before they even entered the promised land that if you disobey me, I will have to bring curses on you.
神已经警告过他们，在他们还没有进到应许之地以前，你如果不遵守我的话的话，我就会咒诅这地。
So God finally disciplined Israel, and He sent in the wicked Babylonians to come in and just destroy the whole land.
所以神惩罚这个应许之地的这些以色列民的方法，就是他使那巴比伦来征服了这个以色列国。
Many of you know the story. The Babylonians came in and knocked down the walls of the city of Jerusalem.
我们看到在历史当中，巴比伦大军进入，把整个以色列的城墙都把它击垮了。
They destroyed God's temple, His building where His dwelling place was. They burned it down.
他们拆毁了圣殿，烧毁了那神所居住与他以色列民同住的地方。
They killed thousands.
他们杀戮了数千人。
And the ones they kept alive, they took them captive back to their land.
他们剩下有些人还活着，他就把他们带到巴比伦城去，作为他们的奴隶。
So God taught Israel an important lesson. There is no other God in the world but me.
神借此来教训以色列民，在世上没有再有一位神比他更伟大，没有一位神能够决定他们的命运。
And sin...which we all have, sin always brings consequences.
罪，你犯的罪，你就要为罪付上代价。
But here's the good news.
这里有一个好消息。
In this book of Zechariah, this is when a small group of the Israelites had now come back to the land.
在撒迦利亚书里面所记载的是有一小群的以色列人再次回到耶路撒冷。
The king, Babylonian, had been taken over by Persia by this time.
当时巴比伦已经被波斯所灭。
And the Persian king had allowed the Jewish people to go back to Jerusalem and rebuild their city.
波斯王允许这一部分的以色列人回到耶路撒冷去重建他们的城墙。
So this is the context of Zechariah. Some of the people had come back to the land to rebuild the temple and the city.
所以我们看到这个就是撒迦利亚书的背景，有些以色列人回到了耶路撒冷来重建神的圣城。
Now Zechariah is a prophet.
撒迦利亚是一位先知。
And God uses Zechariah to encourage the people to rebuild God's temple.
神使用他的先知，使用他的子民来重建他的圣殿。
God wants to dwell with His people again, but He wants His building to be rebuilt. So He tells Zechariah to tell the people to get on with it, rebuild it.
神希望能够再与他的子民同住，所以他要他的子民回到耶路撒冷去重建他的圣殿，所以他要这个建筑的计划能够按照他的旨意完成。
And of course, if you know anything about the Jewish nation, they had a sacrificial system with lambs and other animals.
你如果知道以色列他的礼仪的法律的话，你就知道他们是用献祭的方法来到神的面前。
And for the temple to work, they needed the priests. There was a lot of priests who were there to offer sacrifices for their sins to God at the temple.
当他们要献祭的时候，他们需要有祭司，所以在圣殿里面必须有祭司的服侍，才能把这些祭牲 合乎礼仪的献给神 作为奉献。
And we're going to look at one priest today. In fact, the high priest of Israel today.
我们今天要来看的是在撒迦利亚书里面所记载的大祭司。
Now let me just give you a little background on Zechariah. Zechariah is an interesting book.
我想给各位再多一点介绍这边的背景。撒迦利亚是一本很有趣的书卷。
This prophet has a one crazy night.
这个先知他有一个很特别的一个晚上的经历。
He has 8 visions from God in one night.
他在同一个晚上看到了八个神所赐给他的异象。
God communicates with this prophet Zechariah in 8 different visions throughout one night.
神借着八个不同的异象来告诉这位先知他的信息。
In fact, this vision today in chapter 3 is vision number 4.
今天我们在第三章所看到的信息是在他所看到的第四个异象。
In fact, think of you if you were asleep in bed and you were having different visions throughout the night.
你想想看，你如果在家里面睡觉的时候，你有看到不同的异象的话。
Now you keep waking up and you, whoa, what was that? What was that dream I just had?
你每次有一个异象，你就突然醒过来说，哇，我刚才看到的是什么东西，是怎样子的异象。
And if you're married, your spouse says, shut up, go back to bed, you're waking me up.
你如果是结了婚的话，你太太就在旁边说，不要再吵了，赶快再回头睡吧。
So, he does.
但是撒迦利亚他就再一次看到他的异象。
And today he has vision number 4.
今天我们要看的是他第四个异象。
And so let's begin in verse 1 of chapter 3.
我们看到第一节第三章第一节。
Another background note is that he has an angel, an interpreting angel kind of telling him about the vision as he witnesses it.
我们可以看到在这边有一个天使，等于是在这边为先知撒迦利亚解释他所看到的异象。
So, verse 1, then he showed me, that's the angel, Joshua the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him.
撒迦利亚书三章一节，天使又指给我看，大祭司约书亚站在耶和华使者的前面，的面前，撒旦也站在约书亚的右边与他作对。
So Zechariah sees this friend, actually he probably knows this guy. This is Joshua, a real historical person, who is there standing before the angel of the Lord.
所以天使知道这位大祭司，他站在天使的面前。
You see, the high priest in the temple building, there was a holy room called the Holy of Holies.
我们在看到大祭司在圣殿里面献祭的时候，他所在的地方是那至圣所。
And one time a year, the high priest could go into that room and offer a sacrifice, offer atonement for the sins of all the people of Israel.
每年有一次大祭司进到至圣所当中，为所有的以色列人，代表以色列人献上赎罪祭。
You see, God's holy.
神是圣洁的。
Israel is full of sin.
以色列人是充满罪恶的。
And God required a sacrifice, a payment for sin.
神需要他们为他们自己的罪献上赎罪祭。
Because we serve a just God.
我们所侍奉的是一位公义的神。
And a just God, his character requires him to punish wrongdoing.
这位公义的神，他的本质需要他惩罚这些作恶的人。
But he also shows great grace and mercy.
我们也看到他有恩典跟慈爱。
So instead of destroying all of us on our first sin, he allows, in this context, he allows Israel to sacrifice animals in the place of their sin.
虽然以色列人犯了罪，但是他允许以色列人在这里借着献祭的方法，借着动物的血牺牲来取代他们的罪。
And once a year, the high priest Joshua would go into this special room, the Holy of Holies, and make atonement. Make a covering of sin for all the people of Israel.
每年有一次大祭司进到至圣所当中，来为以色列民献上赎罪祭，来遮盖他们一切的罪。
Now another way to look at a priest is he's kind of a mediator between people and God.
所以我们可以说，祭司他的一个身份就是像中保一样，是在神跟人中间的中保。
The high priest represents God to the people.
大祭司在代表神，向人来代表神，向人说话。
And then the high priest also represents the people to God.
同样的，大祭司也代表人向神献祭。
The high priest is the go-between between God and men.
所以 大祭司是在神跟人中间的中保。
Now, here in this vision, it's not just the Holy of Holies. Here, it seems like Joshua is actually in the eternal throne room of God.
在这里我们看到的，约书亚所看到的异象，它似乎不是在这个属世的圣殿当中，而是在那属天的圣所当中。
So if you can picture a scene where God himself, in some fashion, is there in the throne room.
所以我们看到神坐在他的宝座面前，约书亚站立在这个宝座面前。
Joshua is there, and he's standing before this person called the angel of the Lord.
所以我们看到约书亚站在那边，他是站在天使的面前。
And then there's a bad guy there, right?
但是同时在那个地方也有一个恶者在那边。
There's Satan. He's in the throne room as well.
撒旦也同样的在这个神的宝座面前。
And what is Satan doing?
撒旦在那边做什么？
Satan is accusing Joshua. It doesn't say what. He's just, Satan is accusing Joshua before the Lord.
圣经在那边说，撒旦在这边控告约书亚。
Now let me just say this. The angel of the Lord is sort of, in some ways, God's spokesman.
神的使者就是神的代言人。
In fact, many commentators, many people who study the Old Testament, they believe that the angel of the Lord is actually the pre-incarnate Jesus.
很多人会在这边查经家就是说，这个上帝的使者事实上就是在还没有道成肉身之前的耶稣基督。
And there's good evidence that throughout the Old Testament, someone who appears to be the angel of the Lord shows up in a lot of different places, and it actually seems like that is the Messiah before he came to earth.
所以我们在圣经其他不同书卷的记载当中，我们也看到神的使者也在不同的地方向不同人显现，那看起来就很像是那位还没有道成肉身之前的弥赛亚向人显现。
For who is known as the Word of God or the spokesman of God? Who is that person?
所以就是那位神的道，也就是神的代言人这样的一个身份。
It's Jesus himself, the Word of God.
耶稣基督他就是神的道。
So my view is that this angel of the Lord is the pre-incarnate Jesus.
所以 Pastor Scott 认为这位神的使者就是在那位道成肉身之前的耶稣基督。
Now, Satan is accusing this high priest.
所以撒旦在这边控告这位大祭司约书亚。
This reminds me a lot of a scene in a different book of the Bible.
所以我们也从不同的圣经的书卷当中，我们似乎也有看过这样子的景象。
Some of you know the story of Job.
我们看过在约伯记里面的记载。
In fact, Job was a righteous man.
约伯是一位公义的人。
At the beginning of the book of Job, if those of you remember, Satan and his demons also came into the throne room of God.
所以我们在约伯记一开始的时候，我们也看到撒旦与他的魔鬼也同样的来到神的宝座面前。
God allows evil angels to come into his presence to talk with them.
神允许这些邪恶天使来到他面前来与他说话。
And Satan himself, also in the book of Job, accuses Job.
所以同样的在约伯记里面我们也看到撒旦魔鬼他也是同样的控告约伯记的主人主人翁就是约伯。
See, Satan's known as the great accuser.
所以魔鬼就是这位控告者。
And if you remember the story of Job, Satan tells God, you know, the only reason that Job follows you, God, is because you bless him with all these material blessings. That's the only reason he follows you.
所以在约伯记里面撒旦告诉神说约伯他之所以会敬拜你，他会成为一个义人，因为你给他所有的祝福。
And he says, take away all your blessing from Job, and we'll see if he still follows you. If we'll see if he's still a righteous man.
如果你把所有的祝福从他身上挪去的话，你要用这个来试试看，看他是不是还会遵守你的命令来做一个义人。
Okay, so God says to Satan, okay, I'll take away all his material blessings.And you can do anything you want with him, except take his life, and we'll see if he passes the test.
所以神对撒旦说，我允许你这样做，我要从他身上挪去我一切的祝福，你可以对他实行各样的伤害，但是不可以夺去他的生命。我们看看他是不是还会遵守我的命令，成为一个义人。
And of course, we know the rest of the story. Job does pass the test. He keeps his faith in God, even though he loses everything, he loses his health,But he still believes that God is good and will save him in the end.
我们从约伯记里面可以看到，虽然约伯在整个故事当中，他已经通过这样一个试验，他失去了所有东西，甚至他自己的身体的健康，但是他还是对神有同样的信心，还是一个义人。
So this is not a surprising vision again, because here again is a quote-unquote a righteous man standing before God, and Satan is accusing him.
所以撒迦利亚书的意象，同样的，我们似乎也是重复的景象，一个义人站在神的面前，然后由撒旦来控告他。
Now knowing Israel's history, let's think about why Satan might be accusing Joshua.
那我们从以色列历史来回头来看，为什么魔鬼想要控告约书亚？
Satan has just witnessed in the previous years God totally pouring his wrath out on Israel because of their sin.
我们看到撒旦在这个时候已经看到神在几年前把他所有的愤怒倾倒在以色列民族的身上。
And God disciplines Israel and sends them into captivity.
神管教以色列人把他们送到巴比伦去成为被掳的国家。
And of course, we know from other books of the Bible that the priests who were supposed to teach the people God's word, and they were terrible as well. They were so sinful and committing all kinds of immorality.
我们从以色列历史当中看到当时的一些祭司，他们也是不道德，他们也是做了各式各样的恶，没有把神的话语教导给以色列的子民。
So here we have God, Satan maybe saying to God, you just disciplined this wicked nation. What did you do bring them back here? They don't deserve to be back in the promised land building your temple.
所以撒旦可能在这里是要向神所说的控告是，你为什么要把这些不配得的这些子民再次带回到耶路撒冷当中，他们犯了这么多的罪，为什么你还要施恩典给他们？
And furthermore, personally, just as with all of us, who is holy enough to stand before a holy, pure God in his presence?
而且就算我们配得，我们当中没有任何一个人是圣洁到了如此的地步，我们可以在神的面前，这位全然圣洁的神面前站立。
You see, God is so holy, he's so pure, he's so blazing with his glory that none of us can stand in a holy presence.
神是如此的圣洁、纯全，他是如此的光明，我们人没有办法在他面前站立直视。
So maybe Satan said something like this.
所以撒旦可能说这样的话。
This special priest of yours is a sinner.
这位你所拣选的特别的祭司，他是一个罪人。
He's a wicked man.
他是一个心中充满邪恶的人。
He is completely impure.
他是完全的不圣洁。
He's rebelled against you.
他背叛你的旨意。
He's committed great sins against you.
他犯了许多的罪，得罪了你。
So God, this is your representative on earth?
这是你在地上所拣选来代表你的人吗？
If you are a holy God, how do you allow an unrighteous person in your presence?
你如果是圣洁的神的话，你怎么容许一个不圣洁的人站在你的面前呢？
I can list off the sins he's committed.
我可以把他所有犯过的罪都列出来给你听。
You cannot accept him.
你不能够接受他。
Otherwise, you're going against your own character.
不然的话，那就与你的本性有所违背。
You would not be just.
你不公义。
You're a just God, right?
你是一个公义的神，是吧？
Who are you to tolerate evil?
你怎么能够允许罪恶在你的殿中？
If you're a good and just God, you will destroy evildoers.
你如果是公义的神的话，你会把所有作恶的人全然消灭。
You see, Satan, he does this with all of us.
事实上，撒旦是用这样的诡计来对待我们每一个人。
He will accuse us of all of our sins.
他在神面前控告我们，用我们的罪来控告我们。
And we all have more sins than we can count.
我们都身上都有我们自己数都数不完的罪。
We all have more sins than the hairs on our head.
我们的罪比我们头发还要多。
He will accuse us of how sinful we are. He will accuse us to God.And he will attempt to destroy us and attempt to accuse God of wrongdoing for accepting us.
还要控告我们，控告我们所犯过的罪，还要控告神似乎是不公义，还要控告神为什么容许他的罪人在他的殿中。
You see, Martin Luther, the great reformer,
马丁路德他这样说。
He says, this is the way of the devil.
这是
He greatly inflates one's sins and magnifies it and makes God's judgment horrible.
他 可能是针对某一个罪，然后把它夸张扩大，让神的作为似乎隐藏了起来。
In fact, there's a famous preacher named Charles Spurgeon.
斯布珍啊，也是这样说过。
He says this. He says, "Truly, dear friend, if Satan wants to accuse us, any page of our history, any hour of any day will furnish him material for his charges."
斯布珍这样说：如果魔鬼撒旦要控告我们的话，我们生活当中所有的历史、所有的过去所经历的一些事情，他都可以拿来控告我们。
Yesterday you were impatient.
昨天你可能不耐烦。
The day before you were proud.
前天你可能很骄傲。
Another day you were slothful.
你可能在过几天前你可能很一点都不想做事情。
On another angry.
你可能愤怒。
Oh, what a den of unclean birds that human heart is.
我们的心就像那罪恶所聚集的地方。
If that old accuser wants reasons for accusation, he may indeed find as many as he wills.
所以如果真的要控告我们的那恶者，他可以在我们心中找到无数的借口。
And continue to accuse us as long as ever he pleases.
他可以继续不断的控告我们，只要他想要控告多久就可以控告多久。
For we are altogether an unclean thing.
因为我们本来就不洁净。
You see, Satan is right.
撒旦是正确的。
God will punish all evil.
神会处罚所有的罪恶。
One day he will judge the world in righteousness.
有一天他会来审判这个世界。
He's coming back.
他会再来。
And Satan is right to say, how can you accept any of us?
所以撒旦说的这句话是正确的。怎么能够接受我们这样子的罪人呢？
We are undone before the Lord.
我们在神面前完完全全的敞开。
In fact, if you look in the Bible, any time a human being comes into contact with God's glory, they fall face down on their face because they're just blown away with His glory.
我们看到历史当中，如果有人亲眼看到神的话，他们总是匍匐屈身，因为他们没有办法直视神的荣耀。
We are all unholy and filthy.
我们都是不圣洁，而且我们是
肮脏的。Satan is correct.
撒旦是正确的。
How can we possibly be in the presence of Almighty God?
我们如何能够在神面前站立得住呢？
But there's good news.
但是有好消息。
Verse 2.
第二节。
The Lord said to Satan, The Lord rebuke you, O Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire?
三章二节，耶和华向撒旦说，撒旦啊，耶和华责备你。就是拣选耶路撒冷的耶和华责备你，这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗？
Here, and I believe this is the angel of the Lord speaking on behalf of God, he says, God, the Lord rebuke you.
所以我们看到神的使者在这边代表神来斥责撒旦。
Basically, Satan, shut up, you have no idea what you're saying. I know who this man is. Who are you to question me, Satan?
所以他告诉撒旦说，撒旦你闭嘴，你不要说，你根本就不知道这个人是谁，我知道这个人是谁，而且神他已经拣选了他。
Here's the deal, God says, I have chosen this, as the English says, a brand, a smoldering coal plucked from the fire. I've rescued him. Who are you to question what I do?
所以这边使者告诉撒旦说，我已经从火中把这根柴救赎了起来，你有什么资格可以说我这样子的拣选是错误的？
God is God of this world. He can save people whom he wants.
所以神在这个世上他可以拣选任何他所愿意拯救的人。
Now, Satan's accusation still stands. How does an unholy person stand in the presence of God?
但是撒旦的控告在这边还是成立的。如何能够有一个不圣洁的站立在神的面前呢？
How can God accept us? He says he rescued Joshua. He rescued the people of Israel. How does God do that?
这位神他是一位祭邪的神。那虽然他已经救赎约书亚，但是他如何能够在神面前站立得住呢？
Now one commentator points out, it's very interesting that God uses this picture of fire.
有一位解经家在这边提出来有一个很好玩的一个比喻，就是说为什么神用火这个 意象来代表呢？
What happened to Israel? See, Babylon had come in and burned with fire the great temple, had burned it to the ground. And God is saying, I've plucked out some of my people from that fire.
所以我们看到巴比伦来把以色列把耶路撒冷攻打下来的时候，他用火把整个城全部的烧尽了。但是我们看到在这里，神从火中取出一部分的子民，救赎他们，来成为他所拣选的子民。
Let's look at verse 3.
我们看第三节。
It says Joshua was standing before the angel, clothed with filthy garments.
所以我们看到约书亚站在神的面前，穿着那肮脏污秽的袍子。
So not only, you know, is this Joshua have inner sin? He's got this nasty robe on.
他不仅是有罪，约书亚不仅是有罪，而且他穿着污秽的衣服。
One thing about the priest in the Old Testament, the law said they had to have clean garments.
旧约的律法说，当祭司来到圣殿中敬拜的时候，服侍的时候，他需要穿着清洁干净的衣服。
In fact, the word here for filth is a nasty term in the Hebrew.
当我们在这边看到希伯来文原文的时候，它不仅是说污秽，是肮脏，非常恶心的那种肮脏的方法。
It's like the worst of filth. It's human waste.
换句话说，就是身上好像有那个人身的人的粪便沾染在衣服上面一样。
It's as if he had just jumped into the sewer under the street and then jumped into God's throne room and said, "Ta-da, here I am."
好像他掉进茅坑里面又再爬出来一样，说：“嗨，我在这里。”
A little smelly.
也闻起来不怎么样。
I accuse you of being smelly.
我的对你的控告是你。
But here he is before God, and he looks nasty.
但是他来到神的面前，他看起来非常肮脏污秽。
So this filth is representative of our entire sin.
这样子污秽是代表我们所有的罪。
And this is very instructive for us.
这对我们有很大的启示。
You see, even the Apostle Paul says.All of our righteousness is as filthy rags compared to God.
所以在保罗所说的，我们所有的义在神面前都是那破旧的脏的衣服。
There's no way that we on our own can clean ourselves up before a holy God. We can't do it. We're sinners. There's no way we can scrub ourselves clean before God. It's impossible.
我们都是罪人，我没有办法在神面前，我们把洁净自己来到神的面前。
But look what God does out of His love and grace.
但是我们看到神是怎么样子，因着他恩典，在我们身上做了哪些事情。
Verse 4, the angel said to those who were standing before him, "Remove the filthy garments from him."
使者第三章四节，使者吩咐站在面前的说，你们要脱去他污秽的衣服。
So God Himself, not Joshua.God Himself disrobes Joshua's filth.
所以不是耶稣亚他自己，是神告诉耶稣亚说要脱去他污秽的衣服。
What is this really a picture of?
那这是怎样一个景象？
Well, just think about this. If the angel of the Lord is actually the Messiah, this is a beautiful picture.
如果这边所谈到的这位使者真的是那位弥赛亚的话，
For Jesus Himself.Is the final sacrifice for sins.
耶稣基督他自己就是那最终的赎罪祭。
And what Satan probably doesn't even know is that this angel of the Lord will one day come and remove all sins eternally.
所以撒旦所不了解的就是有一天这位神的使者就是这位道成肉身之前的弥赛亚他会来到世上会赎去人类所有的罪。
I just want to be very clear.I want to clear up some confusion. I'm not calling Jesus an angel like we think of an angel. An angel, all it means simply is messenger of God. That's all that name means, a messenger of God.
我们在这边不是把耶稣基督与天使视为同等的。我们在这边所说的天使事实上就是神的使者，为神传递信息的人。
But I believe this person is the Messiah.
如果我们相信这位就是那位弥赛亚的话，
And Jesus Himself is taking away Joshua's sins.
那就像耶稣基督怎么样在这里挪去约书亚身上的污秽罪恶。
That's all of us who have believed in Christ.
那也就是代表我们这些所有在他面前相信耶稣基督的人一样。
We live our lives with all kinds of sin.
我们的生活当中有各式各样的罪。
We lie.
我们说谎。
We steal.
我们偷窃。
You say, "Oh, I've never really stolen anything."
你可能说我从来没有偷过任何的东西。
You ever stolen someone's time?
你曾经从别人身上偷过他们的时间。
You ever cheated on a test?
你有没有在考试中作弊？
You ever cheated on your taxes?
你是不是在报税的时候没有诚实的申报？
All right, we all have all kinds of sin.
我们身上有各式各样不同的罪。
We're all unholy before God.
我们在神面前都是不圣洁的。
But Jesus said, "I'm going to come down." And die on the cross, and in fact, take your filthy clothes upon myself so that I get the punishment for your sin.
So, 但是在这里我们看到，耶稣基督说，我要来到世界，道成肉身，我要为你们的罪，要穿上这样子污秽的衣服，我们要承担你们所有的罪，承担这罪所应受的惩罚。
You see, God still punishes Joshua's sins.
所以神还是惩罚耶稣。
God has to punish sin, otherwise he would not be a good God. He'd let evil remain in his universe. He can't do that.
所以神还是要惩罚所有的罪，他不能让这样的罪在这样的宇宙当中存在，所以他还是要惩罚。
But God punishes Joshua's sins on Christ.
但是神惩罚约书亚所犯过的一切的罪，借着耶稣基督，他的惩罚降在耶稣基督身上。
What love is this that Jesus would come and take my filthy garments on himself?
这是何等大的爱，因为耶稣基督把我们这个充满罪污秽罪孽的衣服穿在他自己的身上。
All of my sins, past, present, and future,
我们所有的罪，过去的、现在的、未来的罪，
have been taken off me.And put on the cross.
已经全部被挪去放在十字架之上。
And Jesus sacrificed himself on my behalf.
耶稣基督牺牲了他自己，为着我们。
He took the punishment I deserve.
他挪去了我们应受的审判、惩罚。
And then he rose from the dead.
他再次的复活。
He died as a substitute for me.
他代替我死在十字架上。
And then he conquered death.
他战胜了死亡。
You see, because he didn't commit any sin.
因为他没有犯过任何的罪。
He simply took our sins who believe in him on himself.
他从我们身上挪去了我们的罪。
And God said, death can no longer hold my son.
所以神说死亡再不能控制我的儿子。
And then God raised his son and he says, whoever believes in Christ and asks forgiveness for the sins, they will be saved eternally.And their sins will be wiped away.
所以我们看到耶稣基督复活，他说所有相信他的必不再受到死亡的控告，必要得到永生。
So think of the throne room again.
所以我们再次回到那宝座面前。
Satan has no idea that the guy, the angel of the Lord, removing the clothes is the one who will remove the clothes from all who believe.
所以撒旦并不了解当时从约书亚身上挪去所有这些污秽的衣服，事实上是在永恒里面所有人所犯过的罪都要被挪去。
Does anyone have any idea what Jesus' name is in Hebrew?
有没有人知道在耶稣他的名字在希伯来文里面代表什么样的意思？
It's Joshua.
就是约书亚。
The Lord saves, that's what it means.
就是神拯救的意思。
And isn't it interesting, a high priest is named Joshua in this vision.
所以这位大祭司他的名字也是约书亚。
Jesus becomes the sacrifice for us.
所以耶稣基督成为我们的拯救。
Jesus becomes the great high priest.
耶稣基督不仅成为祭牲，他也成为那大祭司。
He is the mediator between God and man. He brings humans to God.
他不仅是成为我们跟神中的中保，而且他们也把我们带到神的面前。
And Jesus now is the final prophet.
所以耶稣他是终极的先知。
And Zechariah, our man, is a prophet. Jesus fulfills all these roles.
所以耶稣基督，我们看到撒迦利亚也是先知，所以耶稣基督他已经成全了这所有的职分。
There's an old psalm that says, Who can ascend the hill of God?
有一个诗歌说，谁能够上神的圣山。
You know, that hill is the hill in Jerusalem where the temple of God sat.
那圣山就是在耶路撒冷圣殿所在的地方。
Only the person who has clean hands and a pure heart can ascend the hill of God.
只有那心中纯圣洁，能够来到神的面前，能够上那圣山。
And many of us who love God, we say, well, I want to ascend that hill. And, you know, we may try to confess all our sins and get ready to ascend the hill of God to meet God.
很多人说我想要来到这个圣山来与神相会，所以我们就想办法要洁净自己。
So the problem is, though, as sinners without Christ, what we all do is we try to scrub ourselves, and we're scrubbing a spot that we can't get out.
那如果我们不是信耶稣基督的人的话，我们越想要使自己洁净，那那个污秽呢，是完完全全没有办法除去的。
Anyone ever heard of that Shakespearean play called Macbeth?
你有没有听过莎士比亚有一个很有名的剧叫做《马克白》
？Has anyone ever read it or saw the movie?
有没有人看过这部电影或是看过这本书
？Anybody like old English？
有没有人看过这种旧英文、古英文
？There's a scene in there.
里面有一幕
where Macbeth's mother is constantly washing her hands.
我们看到马克白他的母亲呢，经常的在洗他的手。
She has just been in on committing a murder against somebody.
他事实上是犯了谋杀的罪。
And she keeps rubbing her hands, and there's no more blood there. But she, it's her guilt. She keeps rubbing her hands, and she can't stop.
当她手上有血的时候，她就洗，把它洗干净。可是她洗完了又继续在不断的洗。但是虽然手上已经没有血，但是她的罪还在那边。
As a famous line from the play, she says, "Out, out, damn spot, out."
她经常在她在那个剧本说，去吧，离开我这个污秽的斑点血迹。
Her guilt is taking over her whole being.
他的心中的罪的控告已经占领了他整个人。
Who can rescue us from this guilt?
谁能够从我们生命当中挪去我们的罪孽呢
？The only one who can ascend the hill of God.
谁能够真的上神的圣山呢
？Who is the only one who has clean hands and a pure heart?
谁能够有圣洁的手
？It is Christ Jesus,
our high priest. 就是耶稣基督，我们的大祭司。
He is the only one who can ascend the hill and then take my spots out of my hands.And take it upon himself as he dies on the cross.
他是唯一能够上神的圣山，而且能够从我手上挪去那污秽的罪斑，然后可以为我们死在十字架上，除去我们的罪。
That's what we read earlier. There is therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus.
所以，就像我们前面所读的，在主里面再也没有控告。
Christ takes away the sentence of sin and death against us.
神已经从我们除去那罪所带来死亡的惩罚。
Martin Luther also said this.
马丁路德也这样说。
He had struggled a lot with guilt.
他也是生命当中有许多的罪孽在里面。
In fact, Martin Luther used to be a good Catholic.
马丁路德他以前是一位天主教徒。
But here's the problem with the Catholic theology.
但是在天主教的神学里面是这样子的。
You have to sort of earn your salvation in the Catholic system. You have to work yourself up to good works to be saved.
你如果要得到拯救的话，你要不断的来做好行为，来赢得你所应得的拯救。
Martin Luther was a smart guy.
马丁路德他很聪明。
He was a monk in a monastery.
他是一个很有名的一个修道士。
And what he would do in the monastery is they had to go confess their sins to a higher priest.
当他在修道院的时候，他必须要向这个当时修道院里面的上的修士来告解。
And if you know anything about Catholic theology, you have to go to this little confession booth, right? It'd be kind of like in the back of the church, right?
所以你如果看过这个天主教他们告解的仪式的话，你要进到一个小房间里面去。
And there's a priest. It'd be like me going to sit in the booth. There's a priest back there, and you come to me and you confess all your sins to me.
所以他在隔壁房间有一个修士，所以你就可以通过一个小窗户来告诉他你所有的罪。
Now Martin Luther was really carrying this theology to its logical end.
所以马丁路德事实上是把这样一个神学这样一个仪式把它带到一个极致。
He would take a list of incredibly long list of his sins back into the confession booth.
所以事实上，他把他所有的罪一个非常非常长的一个 list 上面所有的罪都写了下来。
He would come there and he would be in the confession booth for 3-4 hours.
他会进到他的告解房里面，去到那边三四个小时。
And the day before he was in there 3-4 hours.
那前一天他也在那边三四个小时。
He was confessing every single little sin he could think of.
他在那边告解他每一个所有犯过任何一个大大小小的罪，全部都把他那边告解。
I coveted that steak at dinner from my fellow monk.
可能说我隔壁的那位修士他在吃这个牛排的时候，我心中产生了贪念。
I had a really bad thought about my mother today.
我 想到了一些不该想的一些事情。
And I think the higher priests, they would cringe when they would see him coming. We're like, oh no, we're stuck here for 3 hours.
所以那些听告解的神父一看到他来的时候，完了，我又在这个小房间里面关三个小时。
And some of the priests would even say to Luther, they'd say to him, why don't you come back with some real sins to confess?
那有些修士就跟他讲说，你下次来可不可以讲一些真正的罪好吗？
And so what Luther would sometimes do, he'd get to the end of the list and he'd feel pretty good.
当他告解到最后，他那个列表已经到最后的时候，他觉得还不错。
And he'd walk out of the confession booth.
他走出那个告解室的时候。
And about halfway down the hall, he would stop.
他走到一半，他又停下来。
And he would say, I don't think I really meant my confession. I'm going to go back in.
那就是说我刚才告解不是真心的，我想还要再回去再重新一次。
But what he was doing was exactly right.
他所做的是完完全全正确的。
Those of us who want to be right with God, that is the logical conclusion to us trying to be right with God.
我们所有想要与神和好的人，我们都会在同样的境况里面，在我们生命当中出现。
Martin Luther realized, how can I be righteous before God? I can't.
马丁路德让我们看到说他自己的理解，我如何能够在神面前成为一个公义的人？我不可能。
Until he got it one day.
直到有一天，他终于明白了。
And God illumined his heart.
神在他的心中光照他。
Romans chapter 1, verse 17.
罗马书一章十七节。
The righteous shall live by faith.
义人必因信得生。
We have all kinds of sins.
我们有各式各样的罪。
But Jesus Christ, by his death, has taken them all away.
耶稣基督因着他的死，把这些罪全部的挪去。
Jesus Christ died for my sins.
耶稣基督为我的罪而死。
And he lives for my life.
他为我而活。
And Martin Luther revolutionized him. He left the monastery and he became the kind of the starter of what we call the Protestant Reformation.
所以马丁路德从那时候就开始所谓的改教运动，他离开了修道院，开始的所谓的新教。
You know, the reason we're here today as a church, a Baptist church, has a lot to do with Martin Luther.
那我们今天之所以在这边进行会在这边，因为我们跟马丁路德有很大的关系。
He realized that only Christ can make us right with God. We cannot do it on our own.
所以他认为只有耶稣基督能够使我们与神和好，我们不能靠着自己的力量与神和好。
In fact, later in his life, he felt like Satan was accusing him again.
所以当他到了年老的时候，他又再次觉得撒旦在控告他。
In fact, you can go to a castle in Germany and see a room where Martin Luther stayed for about a year.
我们可以去到德国，他现在还有一个城堡在那边，有一个房间是马丁路德在那边住过将近有一年的时间。
He was hiding from the Catholics because he was teaching something different than their theology.
他在那边逃避那些追捕他的天主教徒，因为他那边教导的是与天主教不一样的神学。
In fact, you can go tour this castle, and in the room that Martin Luther stayed, there's a black stain on the wall.
当你去到那边的时候，你去参观那个房间的时候，你可以看到这个房间马丁路德曾住过，在墙上有一块大的一个黑的那个斑点污点。
And Martin Luther writes about this, actually.
那马丁路德也写过这样的一句话。
During his stay in confinement in this room, he felt there was a certain period where Satan was accusing him of his past sins.
那他说，当他住在那个房间里面的时候，他有时候觉得撒旦来控告他。
Finally, he had to get up, and he said, "Satan, Jesus Christ has died for all my sins. I am righteous in His eyes. Yes, I've committed sins, but Christ has taken them all away."
那他在那边就向撒旦宣告说。是的，我曾经犯过罪，但是耶稣基督为我死，已经除去我身上所有的罪，所以我虽然可能再犯罪，但是耶稣已经担负了所有罪的惩罚。
So what he did was he picked up on his desk one of those old ink bottles, right? An ink well?
就像以前的人写那个钢笔或者羽毛笔都需要用墨水，他把那个墨水瓶拿起来。
And he says, Satan, get out of here. And he threw it against the wall.
他就把那个墨水瓶往墙上一丢，说，撒旦离开我去吧。
And to this day, there's a black stain on the wall.
所以那墙上为什么一个大的黑的斑点就是这样子，就是那个墨水。
One commentator says this, though. This is how we should reply to our fears.
所以有一个查经家就说，这就是我们应该如何来面对我们
to our sense of
控告的撒旦的控告
to our sense of guilt,
对我们对心中的罪孽
and to the accusations of the devil,
撒旦的控告
We respond to Satan with the blood of Christ.
我们需要用耶稣基督的宝血来回应撒旦的控告。
Because Christ says to us, I have taken your sins away.
因为耶稣说，我已经把你的罪从你身上挪去。
So you need to tell Satan to get out of here. You've been forgiven by Christ.
所以你必须告诉撒旦说，离开这里吧，我已经，神已经饶恕我。
So when you're up late at night, and you're worried about your sins, and you feel so guilty about your sins late at night.
当你在晚上，当你在独自一个人祷告的时候，你觉得你为你的自己的罪很担忧的时候。
If you have confessed them to Christ, you can say to Satan, Christ has forgiven me, God no longer holds these sins against me.
所以你就可以在这里说，耶稣基督已经为我的罪死了，神不再将他的愤怒因着我的罪降在我的身上。
And let me finish. The end of verse 4. The angel says to Zechariah, Joshua, Behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments.
所以在三章四节的后半段，又对约书亚说，我使你脱离罪孽，要给你穿上华美的衣服。
Verse 5. And then Zechariah says, Let them put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord was standing by.
撒迦利亚书三章五节，我说要将洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，他们就把洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上华美的衣服，耶和华的使者在旁边站立。
So not only does the angel take away his sins, but then he gives him new pure clothes.
不光只是他罪从他身上被挪去，而且他再次穿上干净洁净华美的衣服。
That's what Christ does for us.
这就是耶稣基督为我们所做的。
See, not only does Christ forgive us our sins, He gives us His righteousness.
不仅是耶稣基督从我们身上挪去我们的罪，而且他赐给我们他的公义。
So when we stand before God on Judgment Day, God sees perfection.
所以当我们在审判日的那一天，站在神的面前，神所看到的是看到一个完美的形象。
Not our perfection.
不是我们自己的完美的形象。
But Christ's righteousness clothing us forever.
而是耶稣基督的公义穿披戴在我们身上。
And they put a turban, which the priests wear, on the head.
他把我们那就像祭司所戴的那个公义的冠冕戴在我们头上。
In fact, the turban that the high priest wore, they had a sign on it.
这个他所戴的这个冠冕，这个帽子，祭司所戴的冠冕上面有一行字，有一个记号。
Back in the book of Exodus, it says, On the turban has these words, Holy to the Lord.
在出埃及记里面，他有特别规定说，在祭司所戴的那个帽子上面有一行字，归耶和华为圣。
See, let's say this Bible represents Jesus.
如果说我们把这本圣经当作是代表耶稣基督。
This hand represents me, us.
这只手代表我们的罪，我们自己。
You see, when we come to Christ and we repent and confess our sins and believe in His salvation, we take our sins, or God takes our sins and puts it on Christ.
就是说，当我们在神面前接受他的救恩，来到神面前，当他赎去我们的罪，我们把我们身上所有的罪都放在耶稣基督的身上。
And Christ.He gives us His righteousness.
那耶稣基督把他的公义赐给我们。
That's a good deal for us.
这是一个很好的、很好的一笔交易。
That's a bad deal for Jesus.
那对耶稣来讲或许不公平。
But ultimately, Jesus is vindicated. Christ, God raises His Son.
但是耶稣基督他是神的儿子，他最后还是从死里复活。
We are now righteous, those of us who believe in Christ.
我们现在如果信耶稣基督的话，我们就成为公义的人。
Now the question is, why do Christians still sin?
但是我们的问题就是为什么耶稣基督徒还是会犯罪呢？
Well, we have to distinguish. We are positionally righteous in Christ. Our position in Christ.
我们必须了解在法律的条件上面，我们是算是公义的。
But now practically, the Holy Spirit lives in us.And we still fight this corrupted body, but now we have the power to choose to obey and love God.
所以，但是在我们这个被朽坏的身体里面，圣灵已经居住在里面，所以我们每天要过着这样一个征战的生活，要与我们的罪征战。
In fact, another sermon, this is for another day, the rest of the chapter shows, now that we're saved, Now we obey because we love God.
那我们下一次在另外一个这个讲道里面会提到，现在我们被拯救了，我们就必须要信靠，要顺服，那我们才能够与神有和好关系。
Let me close with this quote from an author.
那我想在这边用一段这个话来结束。
Listen to this. We can be sure that Satan will find us when we are weak.
我们知道，当我们软弱的时候，撒旦一定会找到我们。
When we are alone.
当我们孤独的时候。
When we are downcast after our failure.
当我们失败，我们觉得很不起劲的时候，撒旦都会攻击我们。
Or proud because of our success.
或许我们成功了，我们很骄傲的时候。
What will you reply?
你要怎么样子回应呢？
What will you tell Satan?
你要怎么样告诉撒旦呢？
Will you deny it?
你会说不吗？
Will you defend yourself with empty claims to a righteousness of your own?
你会用你自己的公义来回应撒旦的控告吗？
Or will you turn to the gospel proclaimed by Zechariah?
或者是你会从撒迦利亚所宣告的福音里面来回应撒旦的控告呢？
Will you turn to the Savior?
你会回到救主的面前吗？
You are a great sinner, Satan will cry.
撒旦会告诉你，你是一个大罪人。
And through faith in Christ, you have the privilege to reply back to him.
但是从耶稣基督的救赎，你可以这样子来回答他。
Yes, I am a great sinner.
是的，我是一个大罪人。
But Jesus Christ is a greater Savior.
但是耶稣基督是一个更伟大的救赎者。
I direct you to the cross, Satan.
所以撒旦，你应该来到十字架的面前。
Where his precious blood was shed for me.
耶稣基督的宝血为我而流。
And to his perfect life.
他一生完美的生命。
Which is credited to my account.
已经公义已经临到我身上。
And now on, from now on, I will live for him who loves me.
从现在开始，我要为着他而活，因为他爱我。
For he has placed on me these words.
因为他已经把这样一个这句话放在我的生命当中。
Holy to the Lord.
归耶和华为圣。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father.
亲爱的耶稣，天父。
God, we don't deserve your salvation.
我不配得你的救赎。
But God, you loved us so much that you sent Jesus to die for sinners.
神，你这样子爱我们，你把你自己的独生爱子降到世间来取代我们这些罪人。
God, our sins wrap us up in guilt and shame.
我们的罪使我们在各样的罪孽罪疚当中。
And God, your just condemnation falls on sinners.
你自己公义的审判将要降到我们每一个人当中。
And we thank you that Christ has stood in our place.
但是谢谢你，你让耶稣取代我们。
God, we thank you that he took our sins upon himself.
你谢谢你让他取代我们的罪。
Heavenly Father, I pray that if anyone in here does not believe in Christ as their Savior, that today they'll put their faith in him.
亲爱的天父，我们在这边祷告，如果我们当中还有人还没有信主，求主你自己帮助他们，让他们能够今天把他们能够相信你。
God, death is coming to us all.
亲爱的天父，死亡都会临到我们每个人身上。
But God, new and eternal life are coming to those who are in Christ.
但是我们知道，永生将会临到所有在耶稣基督里面的人。
God, for those of us who are Christians,
神啊，我们当中如果是基督徒的话，
when Satan comes to tempt us,
当撒旦来控告我们的时候，
God, let us be like Martin Luther and throw the ink against the wall and say, Satan, look at the cross.
帮助我们就像马丁路德一样，把那墨水丢到墙上说，撒旦看那十字架。
I am a great sinner.
我是一个大罪人。
But I have a greater Savior.
但是感谢神，我们有一个更伟大的救主。
And his grace abounds more and more.
他的恩典是超乎我们所求所想。
God, pull sinners to yourself today.
帮助我们今天。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们今天奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.